Sans Pants Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Hey everybody, welcome to Shut Up A Second. My name's Hayden.
I'm Cass.
And I'm Alexi.
Yeah, we are joined by very special guest, Alexi Toliopoulos.
Yes, it is my pleasure to be here.
And today's topic is the circus. Probably part two, we've probably covered this, but I want to talk circuses. What are you guys what is your experience with the circus? Because I've been to a circus sort of recently, but before that I'd have been to one other circus, and just I remember walking in and I remember nothing from what happened in the circus, and I remember walking out. I don't know what happened there.
Honestly, that's insane to hear someone go like, yeah, I've been to the circus recently. Like, that blows me away. Like, what, under what circumstances?
Alright, it was sort of, I wasn't really my choice, but I was
You were forced to go to the circus.
I was forced to go to the circus. I was doing a radio show in a small town in Queensland, mm-hmm. and the circus came to town, and so we had to go to the circus and watch the circus and really drum up some hype for the circus.
Is this an extension of that? Do you still feel... a necessity. Do you still feel the need to hype up the circus?
Maybe. I feel like it's a dying industry, right? A circus is still going strong?
Well, I saw a resurgence probably like 10 years ago now, where they were like, yay, we don't have animals in ours.
Yeah. I think animals are gone, I think, from circuses. But, like, it's fairly boring, the circus, because our brains have all been rotted from TV and, like, just watching a clown jump around or someone ride a bike on one wheel. You go, eh, yawn.
Does Cirque du Soleil count? The Circus of the Sun?
I think so. Doesn't Cirque du stand for circus?
Cirque du, yes, it stands for circus.
Have you ever been to the circus, Alexi?
I've been to like your typical circuses as a child. I probably would have been maybe around 3 times. And then I've been to various Cirque du Soleil type shows.
Okay, all right. What kind of... with your old school circus, did we have animals in there?
Talking about an elephant. I've seen an elephant in the flesh. I think either I have seen that or I just assume that I've seen that because I've been to the circus.
It's like a fake memory that you've implanted.
All I can think about is that if there is a circus that you have seen in Australia, it either means they put an elephant on a boat.
Yeah.
Or a plane.
Or a plane. I can't imagine they'll fit.
Operation Dumbo dropped it.
You can fit...
I want to see it hanging from the plane. I want it underneath the plane with some gorgeous little ropes tying it onto it. But a very low-flying plane, like very low-flying.
Do you think there's an animal, like a type of animal, that's never been on a plane? Or do you think humans have put every kind of animal on a kind of plane at least once?
Wow. I was going to say I don't think an orca has been on a plane, but, you know, it might have been. Either in a tank or otherwise. I reckon orca has been on a tank.
Surely blue whale. No one's put a blue whale on a plane, right? They're too heavy.
Too big.
Do you reckon a sea creature would get altitude sickness from being in a plane?
Or would the pressure be similar to being underwater?
Well, I don't know. Is it less pressure or is it more pressure? Up high.
It's less pressure.
So maybe they'd be more fucked, right?
Yeah, maybe... Oh, my God. Okay, if there's
it's good
there's
because
a lot of
none of us know anything about this, and we're really trying hard to figure it out.
Yeah. None of us know about animals. None of us know about pressurization. None of us know about atmosphere.
It was a bold question to ask if they get... Yeah.
Do you know what I'm going to say about this?
Yeah.
Pressure underwater is greater than in the air. And if you go from diving into the sky, Hayden, as an avid watcher of House, you would know it doesn't go well for you. And you get quite sick and can die if you come up too quickly and you don't pressurize properly. Mm. So if a whale is constantly under a lot of pressure, surely that's like being in a sea corset the whole time. And how big would a whale be in the sky?
Why do you think a whale would expand? Is that what you're saying?
Well, if they're under that much pressure all the time, why wouldn't they? How wouldn't you expand a little bit?
Do you reckon they're inflating or they just start thriving? Like they just like they kind of seep out a little bit, their skin gets a bit thicker, or they just become thick kings up in the sky.
Yeah,
just
like
5%
thick and
thicker
airy
all around.
Yeah. Like if I went really underwater, wouldn't I be it would be like I was wearing a compression suit, right?
I don't think so. Maybe. I don't know. But it's sort of hard to tell because if you're going underwater, you're wearing a wetsuit anyway, which is also pretty compressing. You know?
But I thought it would be more like your bones would contract, like you'd start cracking. Like it would just
bones
be like, you just like, you know, it's like gravity just pressing down on you and you just start getting...
You'd be like an accordion. You'd fold up like Bugs Bunny or something.
You get crushed down.
Well, when you're in space, you get taller.
I got to get me into space. I want to get a foot taller.
Put
I'm going
up. Put a whale
up.
In space.
I will
put
take your word
for it.
Put a whale in space.
Make them
bigger. Right. Weirdly, whales seem like they'd be fine in space. Just loose. Yeah.
They would be gorgeous flying through the skies, the galaxies.
Oh,
stunning.
Unreal.
I'm crying.
I'm crying.
It is nature's great shame that whales weren't
a space mammal.
Yes.
God's mistake.
I want a galactic whale just swimming through the solar system. I'm weeping thinking about a family, a school of whales just wandering around.
Breaching into the sun.
Yeah, just these celestial beings. My God, diving between Saturn's rings.
Doing loop-de-loops.
There's a really sad thing, though, that we haven't thought about. When they sing their songs to find their friends, they're not going to be able to.
Oh, wow.
Because there's no sound in space.
They've learned sign language up there. They've learned sign language to communicate with each other in space, and it's gorgeous.
Yeah, they all have, like, just telescopes around because it's very hard to see other whales that far away, and there's slight fin movements, but they'll figure it out. They're smart.
Okay, every whale in space has giant spectacles, really dexterous
goggles.
Little flippers,
yep.
and an oxygen tank full of water.
Yeah, they're gorgeous. They look gorgeous covered in all this technology.
That's the Lord's Ballet. We won't need the circus anymore. We'll just watch the sky.
Finally, that's entertainment. A form of entertainment more thrilling than the circus.
I didn't think it could be done.
The big top has been topped, and that is one of the most exciting things about this whale venture that Sandspants is working on.
Yeah. In a way, space is the biggest top.
Absolutely.
Can't be topped. When I went to the circus recently, I was kind of disappointed because the only exciting bit, because it was kind of like I was saying before, it's all very boring because I'm used to action movies and stuff. Mm-hmm. But there was this bit, so there's a wheel of death.
Oh,
right?
My Lord.
And there was no animals in the circus, I should say. But like, wheel of death, like, I don't know how to explain it. So it's like, imagine a big stick.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like how a clock would rotate, yep. right? So like, or a clock's hand would rotate rather. And it would, this big stick sticking up, and it would completely do a 360 degree turn, right? Like a bicycle spoke, okay? And then on the end of it is a circle, a fixed circle, and someone would stand in the circle, and it would go up, and then the person would slowly walk forward to sort of stay on what is... the changing bottom of the circle, and then go all the way around. Do you understand what I'm saying? Am I clear?
Like a washing machine, like the cylindrical shape of a washing machine. There's a guy inside it, or a hamster wheel, if you will. But the wheel moves, not the guy.
It's like one of those gyroscopic camera holders.
Okay, so it's kind of none of what you said. it's almost like a hamster wheel. If the wheel was fixed on a stick. Mm-hmm. And you have to walk to maintain, because if you stayed still, where you're standing would soon become the top of the circle if you're on the bottom.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So you have to keep walking whilst going in a circle.
Is it pendulous? So it's on like a pendulum in the circle?
Yeah, I think so. It's got a counterweight, sure.
Oh,
sure,
okay.
I think I can almost
picture what you're describing, but also my mind is completely blank as you're describing this image. You're saying all these things like, okay, yeah, I guess I'll just look like I know what he's talking about.
Yeah, then maybe he'll shut up and keep going with his story.
Could you just sit in it? Because it's a circle, so as it moved, you just slide to the bottom every time?
So, well, I guess, but there's... It's very high off the ground and there's no rails or anything, so it'd be risky. So you'd want to walk so you could.
I trust gravity more than myself. Gravity's been doing its thing for so long.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. But anyway, so the guy was on the outside of the circle.
Okay.
Right? So he was like,
I'm having a harder time picturing it now that he's on the outside of the circle.
Yeah, I thought he was on the inside.
No, he was. He started on the inside, and then he jumped on the outside. Right?
Jump.
And he had to keep walking and then sort of holding on to the circle. Anyway, at the very start, I was like, yeah, he's done this a million times before. But then they did something. They he started skipping on top of it as well, oh, as Lord. It was rotating. And this thing's on like two stories up in the air.
Oh my God.
And then he like fucked it up and like he got caught on his feet and he like tripped himself up and like just managed to land it. But then like the music went down and everyone went, oh! And then the rest of the time it was really tense. But I'm realizing now that was probably very much planned.
Mm.
Like I think circuses know
yes.
that we're bored by their sort of bullshit, the weird circle thing. They have to invent shapes and machines to keep us interested. And then act like he almost fucked it up. He could have died. He could die at any moment, but he was never going to die.
I think that's part of the circus is that they're quite, I hate to say it, they're tricksters in the circus world. That's one of the things I know
showmanship.
About. Yes, it's all about tricking
all about putting
you.
Putting on a show.
Yeah.
Yep.
Building the stakes out of fake shit, you know? The danger is there, but they have to make it more thrilling for the audience, and they do it
exactly.
via the act of trickery. And that's maybe why I've avoided the circus. I'm like, okay, because I'll be there.
You
like,
don't want to be tricked.
Yeah, you're going to get one over on me, okay? Yeah, I don't trust you guys already. I don't want to put myself in a distrusting situation.
Is Cirque du Soleil a more honest circus? Because they're not going for thrills. They're going for sort of art, right?
Yeah, they're going for atmosphere.
They're skills over thrills, definitely.
That's what they have as the tagline. Skills and thrills. Their whole thing is also fuck you, regular Ringling Brothers Circus, you fucking losers. You don't even have an elephant anymore because you couldn't get it on a plane or a boat over.
What do you guys, because there's, would you guys be keen, and I'm not sure what this would look like, but some kind of ethical circus freaks. If circus freaks came back and it was all fine.
Okay.
How would you guys feel about that?
I'm going to start off by saying, using the term freaks, I don't think we're there yet. what are you saying? You want to ogle at people who are different to you?
Well, no, like maybe like fake freak. Like I want to watch a guy hammer a thing. He's in a cage for some reason, and he hammers a nail up his nose.
No, you know?
So skill based, not
well. Maybe I don't know. I don't want to be freaky deaky.
Like you want your fire eaters and like your people that will swallow knives and stuff.
Yeah, I want a man who is.
Oh my!
They have to be in a cage, but he's like got full scales. He just full scales for some reason. And we're looking at go. Whoa! I've never seen that before. What's going on?
So you want to
be great?
I think. On that, it would be really, really cool to have. You remember with Alexi, I think you've seen films.
Yes, I've seen over 180 movies. Over that, a lot more than that, I would say.
Are you counting rewatch or is this unique views?
Those are unique views. I've uniquely watched 180 movies.
What about if you included rewatches in there? What does that bring the number
upwards
up
of 193? It's probably more than that, but that's what my guess is.
That's very exciting!
Wow.
So let's hope one of the ones that you're about to mention is in that 180.
Yeah.
Well, what's it called? Special effects before computers got their mitts on it.
Yeah.
So practical effects. You know, John Carpenter's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
All that business. It would be really, really cool to see, because even if you went to theme parks as a kid, they had real dinosaurs and stuff. That's still magic to me.
Yes.
I think it's so impressive what people can do. And this is the thing, technology has improved so much, but we've just, you know, we've used the computer side of technology improving. We haven't gotten into the realistic effects. I would love to see go somewhere where, there is a scale person, and they're not actually covered in scales in their real life, but we don't
know
that.
I'm being tricked.
Yeah.
We know that.
You've come back around, you're like, trick me.
The circus likes the trickery of this.
Circus.
Yes.
Well, I think a lot of the time, we've been saying it, but especially oldie time circus is all about tricking. There was that guy, I don't know if it was the guy, who was the greatest showman? Who was the Hugh Jackman guy?
What's his name? PJ Burnham, something like that.
PJ
PE.
I don't know. That guy.
I've actually
seen it. Might have been someone else. But he had like an actual mermaid skeleton that he would just wheel around.
It was just monkey with its legs cut off and then a fish's tail on it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But you would have seen
tricked,
that and be like, oh,
like, have you
oh
seen,
my God.
Like that artist Patricia, oh my God, I've got no
Patricia
last name,
Arquette.
Yeah, Patricia Arquette.
Medium.
She's an artist, okay? I've seen Medium.
You could definitely make like fake corpses of things these days. They're doing phenomenal stuff with prosthetics and art and what you can do.
Wow.
We can 3D print meat now. Can you 3D print a real mermaid body?
Oh, my Lord. Guys, if I die...
push the boundaries of what we can do.
When I die, I'm going to leave my last will and testament to you guys. I'm putting it out here now. There's two options that I want.
This is legally binding.
Yes, this is it here. Option number one.
You, the listener, are a witness.
And yeah, the listeners, you're witness to this. Option number one, when I die, I want my body to be cremated. And you know how they turn people into diamonds sometimes, or like crystals?
Yeah.
Turn you into jewelry. I want to be turned into a DVD copy of Austin Powers' The Spy Who Shagged Me. That's my dream. Put the information on it there, but an audio commentary of me watching the movie as well. That's another thing. You can't turn it off.
Have you recorded that yet?
No.
I was going to say, are you going to record it, or is it going to be the ghost of you and it's different every time someone watches it?
Who knows?
Make a haunted Austin Powers DVD.
Exactly.
Every time you watch it, you get a unique commentary and you can talk to you like, oh, Alexi, how you doing? You're like, oh, I'm actually having the best time.
Sometimes it doesn't start till halfway through the movie when freaking Burt Bacharach and Peter Costello start playing, and I'm just, Elvis Costello, not Peter Costello, the Australian politician. Yeah, that would be an awesome, if that's the other haunted thing, is sometimes it's Australian politician Peter Costello, so Elvis Costello in Austin Powers. But the other option I want is, if I die, can you turn my lower half into a mermaid? And I'm just presented that way, in a coffin.
Just get a fish, cut your legs off, whack the fish in.
Any size fish, size fish you can get. See, if I just like stop halfway through and I've got like a little goldfish tail, well, I'd love that.
Yeah, we could do that. What do you want us to do with you then?
Yeah, what about
I don't care.
What about bottom half, Alexi? Okay, yeah. What about?
Oh, with my legs. Yeah, you get the top half of the fish, no matter what size.
We can turn bottom half into a DVD of Austin Powers.
Wow, okay. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
because it's the horniest part of my body.
Yeah.
Instead of my brain.
Yeah, baby.
It's just the horny part of me.
Shagadelic.
It will be pretty shagadelic.
How many, if you could give it actual, because I know you're big on Letterboxd, Alexi, so I know for the last little while you've been logging every movie you've ever watched, but what do you think the number is of movies you've watched?
I told you 180 minimum. I don't know. No, I think on Letterboxd in the last 5 years, it's like almost 2,500 movies.
Holy shit.
Fuck, that's a lot of movies.
Not including rewatches. Rewatches, I don't know. But I think that in my whole lifetime, it would be close to maybe, you know, around 3,000, maybe a bit more. Or probably more. I don't know.
Well, you're averaging 500 a year for the last 5 years, if my math's right.
Yeah.
Do you think you're watching? Cassie shaking your head. Is my math wrong?
Did you say 2,000 over 5 years?
It was 2,500, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh,
I probably average around 400 to 500 a year.
So you're watching two movies a day, or one or two movies a day.
And you just turned 21, did you say?
Yeah, 21. 21 years old. I didn't say it, but my face and visage did. So you picked up on it.
Yeah, right. That's an incredible amount of movies.
Well, I mean, it's kind of easy when you don't do anything else. Nothing in this world gives me pleasure except movies. So
yeah, right.
The only way that I enjoy life is by watching movies.
If anything, you should be watching more. Hang on, how many movies do you watch a day?
Or
do
sometimes I don't. It's that bank up thing, to be honest. Like, there'll be some days, like
one day you'll watch none, one day you'll watch 500.
Absolutely. That's really it. There'll be sometimes I'm like, I went a week without watching a movie, and I'm like, well, Saturday's here and I got nothing on. We're watching 7 or 8 movies today.
Wow. Do you have a favorite movie or is that impossible?
Oh, I've got plenty of favorites, but number one.
No, I'm not talking about favorites. I'm talking about
number
one favorite.
It's on my desk. I keep it on my desk with me at all times. Looking for Ella Brandy.
Okay.
That's my favorite movie. Also, my favorite book. I always have them on my desk. Yeah.
Looking for Ella Brandy?
Well, it's a beautiful tale of an Italian-Australian girl growing up in Sydney, around the same parts of Sydney I grew up in, living a very similar life to what I did when I was a teenager. So I'm like, I just like it. It's like a family photo album when I watch it.
Oh, that's nice.
That's gorgeous.
Yeah,
that's very wholesome. Are there any good circus movies?
Yeah, of course.
The video clip for Britney Spears' Circus.
Yeah.
Yeah, great one. We've got The Greatest Showman. But the ultimate circus movie, probably freaking Dumboy. Dumboyed. About the beautiful elephant, Dumboy.
Dumboy. Yeah, this Dumboy, the elephant that can fly. Dumboy.
Yeah.
Look at
He's a flappy, dappy elephant. I mean, I love that movie too. It's problematic, yes, but any movie with a mother and son getting fucked up and crying, I'm going to get fucked up and cry too. And
that's like every Disney movie, really.
One of the best ones.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, the alcohol scene is great.
Yeah.
Well, he hallucinates
from drinking,
right?
That was the first time I got pissed. Much like Dumboy, I was running around going, oh my God, I'm seeing fucked up shit everywhere.
Seeing pink elephants.
The pink elephants are on parade.
Is that because it was sort of a saying, like, if like seeing pink elephants when you're really drunk. Is that because of Dumboy or was Dumboy referencing the saying?
I think it's based on reality. So people had been seeing those pink elephants since grapes were first fermented. And then finally someone put it on screen like, oh, fuck, you too? Shit, that happened to me.
Well, there was that song, Pink Sugar Elephants. And that's old. That's an old song.
Okay. How old? Dumboy's pretty old.
To me, Dumbo's one of the oldest movies.
Dumbo. It's like 40s or 50s or something. Isn't it crazy old?
Yeah, it's hell old. It would be one of the oldest movies I could think of straight away. I just looked it up. It says 2019, but I feel like that's the remake. 1941 was the original.
41? Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
look, this is from a collection of demos from 1964 to 1967.
Yeah,
so she might have been inspired by Dumboy. Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, I got to make a song about my favorite movie, that fucked up one about the elephant.
The flappy, dappy little boy.
Hers was really specific. She was like, I've seen 17 pink sugar elephants.
Yeah, wow.
So, a more nuanced take. So.
One for each year since Dumbo was released in between that song coming out and the movie. So, yeah, did the quick math and it checks out.
All right, nice. I'm not going to do the math in my
head. Yeah, no one check.
Right.
I got it right.
I trust you on that.
Thank you, guys. No one check it. I'm pretty sure it's accurate.
All right. Here's the situation. The circus men come to you, and you have to be in the circus. What do you do? And we're also in the 40s, so it doesn't have to be. You can tame lions if you want.
Wow. God, my dream to be in the 40s.
What would you guys do? I think I would be the strong man.
Oh, you'd be a beautiful strong man. Like Zampano the strong man. With those.
I'd need time to train, but I think I can do
it. I reckon you don't need to. You look at the pictures of those strong men, they just look like normal men.
They're just
like
chunky.
They don't have root mods. They're like thick kings. No. Like, yes, I'm so strong.
Yeah, because they're like, actually strong. They're not vanity. Like, nothing wrong with if you want to look buff and have muscles, but they're different utilities. If you want to have lots of muscle. Every time I look at people who have a lot of muscles, and again, like, all power to you if you want that and you do that. It's really hard to do. But all I can think of is you'd need like a cotton bud to clean in between all the muscles.
I would
like,
love
all
that.
All I can think of when I wouldn't. I personally wouldn't. But I'm always like, you have so many crannies.
Yeah, that's an unexpected benefit. You have more nooks and more crannies than the average human being.
I'll be honest. I'm excited to hear that. Like when you said that, I'm like, oh, it's like when you clean like the gunk out of an Xbox control or something like that.
Oh,
I was like, I want to get a big strong guy just around me so I can just get a little stick and just start cleaning up the ground.
Scrape all the dead skin and Cheeto dust out of the guy's abs.
Maybe a cool job in the 40s for you is detailing the strongman.
Yeah, I would love that. but
it's 40s strongman, so
I would love
it would
that.
Be
Just the regular nooks and crannies of a regular man, but I'll do it.
I'm doing it, dude. That's maybe my dream calling is to be one of those birds that like sits on a rhino and just like goes,
or one of those fish that suck on a shark.
Yeah, I want to be a bottom feeder, dude. That's my big.
Have you ever seen like footage of sometimes birds just go at people's teeth?
Really?
What?
Yeah, if you open your mouth around a bird that likes you, it'll groom your teeth.
That's wait, I don't. I okay, I believe you that that has happened before. I don't think if you go up to birds and open your mouth,
no, I said
there's
one that
any
likes
chance
you.
It will start cleaning your teeth.
I think, no, it has to like you. It has to be a friend bird.
How do you
why
make
would
a bird
it groom
like
you if it doesn't like you?
Yeah, exactly. Either it's not going to be a stranger.
Because you feed it and you've kept it in a cage its whole life, unfortunately.
You
it doesn't really know
Oh, are you talking about pet birds?
I think I am. Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Have you ever had
freaks,
a pet
but...
bird? Cass, have you had
yeah.
a pet bird?
Yeah.
We had a... Because we're brother and sister relations. I don't know
do
if
you know.
Oh, my God. I actually didn't fucking know that.
We're the Sandspans twins. Yeah.
Oh, my God. So why didn't they tell me when I joined the company? Go, by the way, we got twins working for us.
We like to surprise people because we.
My God.
You can't tell. You
in
can't
the
tell
Zoom chat,
like,
I'm looking at as well. I'm like sandwiched between you guys. I'm like, this is a revelation. I'm losing it.
Because this comes up a lot because people ask us stories and we go, oh, remember when we did this? And then we have to explain. But do you think we ask people this? Do you think we look alike? I don't think we look that much alike.
I'm analyzing. I would say that now that I have the knowledge, I'm seeing commonalities. But without it, I would never have gone. You're like, there's something about this.
We get that a lot. Yeah. We make the same lizard-like face.
Make the lizard face, guys. Yeah, there we go. That's the resemblance.
Good content for the podcast. We're making a lizard face.
Wow, okay. Let the record show I believe every word that they've been telling me. These are not circus tricksters trying to pull one over on me. I believe it.
But to answer your question, Alexi, yes, we did have a bird growing up.
Wow.
It was bought as an engagement gift for our parents. Yeah. The bird lived for 25 years, died.
Then you have to say it was given to them as a wedding present.
Yeah.
And they said, and we were told this story early on in the bird's life, and it was like the bird will live as long as your love or something.
Whoa.
I always used to be like, oh, because this bird is like over 20 years old. I'm like, it's your love that's keeping it alive.
Yeah, and then it was like 20 or something. The bird died, and my parents got divorced.
Oh, mine too.
Shit.
We're like, no way. Like the bird died and it's like, gahoy. Canary in the marriage, am I right?
What kind of bird is this?
It was a cockatiel. Dead.
Cockatiel. So a dead cockatiel, yeah.
Yeah. It's buried in the back garden of a house that we don't own anymore. So I like to imagine that someone will dig up the bird one day and maybe then they'll get married to someone.
I hope so.
And they'll
as
be
long as this
forever.
Bird is dead, your marriage shall live.
Then 25 years later it'll come back to life and
the bird's name
good.
Was Slime because it was
slime.
It had little green patches that looked like slime on its face that it
My
eventually
Lord.
Grew out.
Is that why it was called that?
Yeah, so cockatiels have these little red patches. Well, what are our other pets called? Ferret, Bong.
Yeah, we had a dog when I was very I don't remember Bong, but we had a dog called Bong because my dad found it and decided it'd be funny to name his dog Bong.
Wow. That actually is quite funny. I will sanction that as funny. That makes the mark.
He told us growing up, like, we're like, well, why is it called Bong? Because we didn't know what a bong was because we were very, very young.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, when I was working in a factory and I found it in a factory, which is true, but where it ran into the factory and hit a bit of machinery and it went... Bong.
Wow.
And that's how we found the dog.
But in reality,
we found the dog in a bin covered in ants.
Oh, wow. Gorgeous. Mm. Yeah. And you're like, that reminds me of my bong covered in ants. Next to a bin.
Smoking weed, dude.
Wow, dude. My God. And what, you had another pet?
A cat named Ferret, apparently named for the rank noises she made when she ate.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, apparently hissed at people when she was eating. I'm like, I don't know if that's what ferrets do, but... I have very limited knowledge of ferrets,
I've had a few pets in my lifetime. Now, I would actually say this may make me unpopular, but I'm not much of an animal person.
In what way? Do you hate animals in general or you just don't like pets?
Oh, I like an animal, but not in my house. I don't want stuff everywhere. Like you see YouTube videos of like people making recipes and their cat is just in their kitchen or the dog's in the kitchen. I'm like, absolutely not. I get freak out about it. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I like to touch an animal every now and then, but, you know, I wash my hands immediately. I'm not really a big animal person. I've had a few animals in my life that I've formed very special bonds with, but I'm not like, if I see a dog or a cat on the street, I don't bend down to touch it and interact with it. I'm like, okay, you go about your day, I'll live my life. Separate.
Sure.
Okay, separate.
Well, the world needs people like you. Otherwise, all animals would just be completely handed all the time. Mm-hmm. That's good. It takes a village, you know?
Otherwise, every dog would have an owner, and we can't be having that. So
they need someone to be suspicious of the animals, and I'm the guy there.
We need street dogs.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And I've had an axolotl in my lifetime. I had an axolotl.
Oh, okay.
Very cool.
Yes.
That's a perfect pet for you because you cannot touch it. You just has to be in its little box, and it doesn't go anywhere, and it's very clean.
I did touch
like them
because
it always looks like they're smiling.
They
are. No, are you allowed?
I don't know. I did touch it though. I don't know if I was allowed to, but it was. Yeah. It did not last long, this axolotl. But my first pet ever was a tortoise. I had a tortoise.
Right.
A kid,
very cool.
Aristotle. It was my tortoise.
Oh.
And my mum found it on a trip from Coffs Harbour. She was like coming home from Coffs Harbour for work there, and she saw this tortoise in the middle of the street, and she's like, oh, I got to get that. That's tortoise is in danger. She brought it home.
What kind of street? Are we talking like a busy sort of street, or is it like, was it near a dam or something? Like, how rural was the street?
I was about 5 years old. I didn't have any follow-up questions. Like, I found a tortoise in the street. I was just like, okay.
But yeah, I guess if your mum hands you a tortoise, you're not going to be like, how rural was the street where you found it?
Was this where'd you find this thing? I would just go, okay, I got a new guy in my life. It's a tortoise called Aristotle. That's it. And he would just roam around. And then
he was free range.
Yeah, we didn't have like a case for it or anything, so it just would hang out in the backyard. Yeah. Just hang around.
It comes with its own case.
Exactly. It's like a freaking oyster, dude. An oyster comes in its own serving dish, and so does the tortoise. And just hanging around. I loved Aristotle, but then we literally took him to a farm. We literally took him to a farm. I don't know if he died.
That's not wet enough for a tortoise.
Tortoises are dry.
We put it in a little river. We put it in a little river.
Wait, was it a tortoise or a turtle?
It was a tortoise, but you know, they put it near. I actually have no idea if it was a tortoise or a turtle. I can't remember.
Did it have
webbed
feet or like elephant style feet?
No idea.
Elephants or...
No idea. It was so long ago.
I did not look at its feet because the turtle disgusted me. So.
This is like nearly 20, like over 20 years ago. I'm looking at, in my mind, I'm like, I only see the shell. I've got no memory of its, like its limbs, what its head looked like. I remember its name and then it ate lettuce. Those are the two things. Ate lettuce.
That's cool.
Maybe we fed it minced meat too, but I don't know. I can't remember that. I think I tried to feed it pizza once because of Ninja Turtles, but I don't
know. Hell yeah. Did
I
love it?
Away. But we actually took it to a farm. Like it just didn't die. I remember we went to like a countryside, and I just remember putting it down on the ground. And then we're like, all right, back home.
Yeah, all right.
Is this a farm of someone you knew, or did you just drive to the country because you didn't want it anymore?
I have no memory of anything surrounding this. I have no memory of it. I remember I had a tortoise or a turtle, and its name was Aristotle. I remember putting it down. And I also remember playing Thunderbirds near it because they had Thunderbirds, like those little marionettes?
Yeah.
When they advertised the toy of like, you can buy Tracy Island that all the Thunderbirds can live on. And they had it on a giant Galapagos tortoise in these ads. And so I remember just being like, okay, it's like the ad, I'm playing it near a tortoise. I'm playing Thunderbirds or a tortoise, just like the ad intended. Those are my early memories of my first pet.
Going back to your what do you call it? Axolotl.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know this as an axolotl owner, the axolotls can turn into lizards if they want?
Lord.
Yeah, they're
if
in this
they
weird.
Want? Nothing.
Yeah, so if they so they're like lizardy. Freaky things.
Mm.
I think they're actually like they're permanently stuck in their like pupa phase. Like they're in like their half through, they're half like half tadpole.
They do look too wet.
Anyway, if the
they're
water larval. Conditions change, and if the water conditions change or if like the conditions are no good to be an axolotl anymore, they can transform into a newt and the survival rate is like 1 in 10 survive. Otherwise they die. What a dumb animal, right? Isn't that sick?
Well, why wouldn't you... What a fucked animal, isn't that sick?
It is cool. You can just get a... You can have an axolotl one day, lizard the next day, and then it's dead next day after that.
And you just got a dead Liz.
Good Lord. Dead Lizzies.
Oh, my God. What else could you want? That is
Did
fast.
You know that, Alexi?
No, mine just died of cancer or something.
They just died. Did you get a diagnosis?
No, they just said that it died of cancer or some shit. I don't know. My parents were like, the first one we're going to take into the zoo. The next one, whatever happens, just tell him it died of cancer. I also had two budgerigars. I had two budgies growing up, but not together.
So you did have a bird?
Yes, I had two, but it was called Johnny. And then I was very close to Johnny when I was a young boy. Johnny, beautiful yellow and gold budgie. I used to touch him and pet him. And he's like,
did it clean your teeth?
Absolutely not. I never kissed him, but he would kiss me. I put my little finger in there and he'd like kiss my finger and stuff. And then, one day we lost Johnny and he flew back and, he was much smaller and more aggressive. And, I just knew straight away, like, this isn't the same bird, but I'll play along for the sake of it. But I would just call him Johnny too. And then my parents were like, no, it's the same bird. I go, I know it's not. I'm a, quite a diplomatic 7 year old. I know that it's not the same bird.
So they tried to trick you, right?
Yeah, they tried to pull one over
on me. Your parents pulled
me.
Circus on you.
Absolutely. They've circused me. They tried to pull one over on me. It was like the
Well,
prestige.
No wonder you're not into the circus.
I hate being tricked. I do not like to be tricked.
All right. On that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Kaz.
And I've been Alexi.
Alexi, where can people find you?
You can find me on the Sans Pass Network every freaking week doing Total Reboot with Cameron James. We are a movie and film podcast. We talk about movies. At the moment, what we've been doing this year is we're doing mini-series on topics that are interesting in cinema. So we're talking about psycho-Australian movies at the moment. So stuff like Wake in Fright. We just had the director Nash Edgerton on, who famously has made some great movies, the TV show Mr. Inbetween, but also was Obi-Wan Kenobi's stunt double in the Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith. So, been very cool hanging out with him.
Star power.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, Total Reboot's great because every time I think about the movie Total Recall, I almost always call it Total Reboot by accident.
Hell yeah, dude.
You got
that's cool.
Your
You've
brand
just
is like
above three boot lady.
My brain. Yeah. And Joel Dusha has also done that in my presence. So,
wow. That's awesome. Well, thanks so much.
That's all right. Cheers, Alexi.